$1,000. For every investigation the FBI could help out on, there were plenty they had to refuse because they didn't have the manpower. Her boss called it the serial killer lottery, and Yoko thought that pretty much covered it. In this case, Dumas had got lucky and his numbers had come up. Yoko studied the kid. She'd been studying him since the second she'd properly set eyes on him back in his dorm room. He looked so damn normal. That's what struck her first, and it was one of the things that got to her the most. This shouldn't have been a surprise. Most of them looked normal, as harmless as Sunday school teachers, which some actually were. Blending chameleon-like into the environment was a defining characteristic of a highly organized serial killer. Even still, Yoko was surprised, which rarely happened these days. During her time with the BAU, she'd witnessed every nightmare that had been dreamt up this side of hell, and a few more besides. She'd seen enough to conclude that either God didn't exist, or, if he did, he'd given up. She wanted to believe. She needed to believe, but it was just so hard when you spent most of your life down in the dungeons. The kid was average height, average build, average in so many ways that alone marked him out. It was like he was trying a little bit too hard to fit in. His messy black hair touched the collar of his Jimi Hendrix t-shirt. His plain blue jeans were a style that everyone under 20 seemed to be wearing these days, and his Converse sneakers were of a design churned out by the million. The only distinguishing feature was his eyes. They were bright green with a golden yellow band around the iris. Yoko had seen those eyes before. The venue had been similar. An interview room painted institutional gray with a table bolted to the floor and plastic bucket chairs. The chairs had been black instead of red, and there had been no mirror, but those were the only real differences. That interview room had been in California's San Quentin prison, and the eyes had belonged to a man who was widely regarded as one of America's most notorious serial killers. Like father, like son. The Hendrix t-shirt was one of the few things that set this kid aside from his peers. Most kids his age would choose to advertise someone more up-to-date. They'd go for whatever band or singer was the flavor of the month, not some dead guitar hero. Yoko recognized the image. It was a classic photograph from the Summer of Love. Hendrix's shadow was cast against the backdrop of a beat-up Marshall amplifier. It was a striking picture that combined chaos and beauty, two qualities that shone through in his music. 1,000 years ago, Yoko had the same picture on her dorm room wall. She might despise what this kid had done, but she couldn't fault his taste in rock music. On the outside, the kid was everything you'd expect an average 19-year-old college student to be. He was neither an extrovert or an introvert. He existed right in the middle of those two extremes, a place where he could hide out in plain sight. He liked to drink and he liked to party, but not to excess, and certainly not to the point where he lost control. Nobody they'd spoken to could remember seeing him drunk. The same went for his love life. Everything was as you'd expect. There had been a couple of relationships, but nothing that lasted more than a month, which, again, wasn't unusual for a college student. Why hitch yourself to one star when there was a whole galaxy out there to lose yourself in? It might have been a while since she'd attended college, but some things never changed. The kid's love life was scandal-free, which fitted with the profile. Merge like a chameleon. Don't make waves. Outwardly, he might be your average everyday college student, but that all changed when you went inside his head. Then you were looking at anything but normal. The University of Maryland attracted some of the brightest and best, but this kid was in a league of his own. He was actually doing 2 master's degrees, one in criminal psychology, the other in music. And he was acing them both, top of the class by a mile. Nobody could say for sure how intelligent...